I saw it touted. I don't know if it's a release clause or just a speculative number. You'd think the only way you get a player out of a club after one season is if he had a release
clause. But what I'm saying, he can play in all the positions you're talking about. He could potentially fill that.
My main memory is having seen him in the flesh playing against us on the first day of the season. He played very much a left wing role, didn't he, that day. Where else? Do you know much about him, Ben?
Nothing. I've seen him play that game. I thought he was their best player.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a narc as well, which is nice.
I thought he was their best player, and whenever you see bits of West Ham, he looks good, he looks busy.
I think he's interesting how creative he appears to be for them. I mean, that can often be a skewed statistic, depending on how people count it, but you know, you're looking at his key pass numbers, and they're impressive. I'm intrigued by it, but I think this is back to... This is back to what... I think there's loads of reasons why we've shown the flexibility, the tactical flexibility that we've shown through this season, but I think one of them is, I think you need to be able to find a way, if you want to have four good ones... For really good attackers, you need to be able to play a shape that at times lets you put all four on the pitch.
Absolutely.
At the same time. Yeah. Because you need to be able to give them the number of games, to go back to what Glenn said before. But then that throws back open the idea of, you know, someone's got to be prepared of them. And this is where I think there's an Icardi problem for us, because I'd love us to sign Icardi, don't get me wrong, because I think he's absolutely phenomenal. And in a world where it's not...
And he's another narc as well.
And he's another narc, but in a world where it's not managing humans, it's managing... robotic footballers, you can make a really strong Icardi argument. But then there's a flip side to that, which is where he turns up and he says, so I'm playing number nine, and Salah says, well, I'm playing number nine, and then you're locked in this. Even if Salah is prepared to be flexible during games, that's different to the idea of who's doing that. Whereas it looks like Firmino is happy to move around, Mane knows he's not going to be pure number nine, it's ever really, he moves around, and I think you end up probably looking for someone who, I'll say again, can move around. Anderson could fit that bill, but I think that will...
Can I just stop you in a second? Just that Klopp has shown himself very, very unfearful of taking somebody who's a holy cow in a position and going, no, you're going to move this season.